Help keep your transmission running trouble-free for years to come. Get annual transmission flushes at AAMCO for a one-time fee of just $99.95 with AAMCO's Power Purge Lifetime Maintenance. Call 800-GO-AAMCO and visit AAMCOFirst.com.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Good afternoon. Your question, you're on with Professor Beverly. Your question, please.
Yes, I have to say that living in New York for... Let me turn this down. Hold on a second. I'm sorry.
Okay, fine. It's 43 minutes after the hour. We have another 7 minutes and then we're out of here. Are you back?
Yes, I'm a lifelong New York City resident. As far as being poor or feeling poor, I have to say that one thing that has made me feel poorer, probably since about last year sometime, is the fact that something has been ripped away from New York City, which I think should be brought back immediately, and that, of course, is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, come on. Okay, thank you very much, Professor Andrew, and I'd like to thank you, including, by the way, our new callers. And that includes the Belcher. Very funny. Ha, 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 ha.
Hello? Turn off your radios, please. Please turn off your radios. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay.
Let me turn
my radio?
Yes.
Let me turn this down.
Turn. You in?
There we go.
Yes.
Is that more gooder?
That's better.
Great. I have a question for your guest. I wanted to know about his collaboration with... There's a professor emeritus of humanities at Yale University, Dr. Robert Spiewak, PhD, who's an authority in V-neck pants and Korean restaurants, and I wanted to know what his opinion of Hugh Hamilton's vagina was.
There's always one in the crowd.
Oh, yeah. You know, that makes it such an interesting thing.
Good. The price of my radio.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes. Are you there?
Am I on the air?
You are. Who is this?
Were you looking to be on the air?
Yeah, I was, but nobody said, hello, you're on the air.
Hello, you're on the air. Who is this?
Oh, my name is Larry.
Hey, Larry.
Wow, I have a brother named Larry.
Life is so funny like that.
I have a question for you.
Yes, we're listening, Larry.
Yeah, why are you guys allowed to say bullshit, but they couldn't say bullshit on the Don and Mike Show?
Whoopee!
Don't drink soda before you call the show.
Hello, you're in the air. Joe?
Yes?
These were your friends calling.
No, they're not.
Hello, you're in the air.
Whoopee!
He's very happy about that.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That may not be suitable for sensitive viewers. If you are such a viewer, now might be the time to go make yourself a nice BM.
Welcome.
Hi there. Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
Welcome, faggots.
Faggot. Faggot. Faggot.
Oh, that Ann Coulter.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh.
Faggot. Faggot. Faggot.
The show is great.
Here's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
All right, thanks, Ed. And hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Don and Mike Show, new episode on Monday. You just heard the phone number in the midst of all those tapes. 877-365-3636. You would think that the Ann Coulter tape would be the hottest tape that we have today.
You would think.
I would think so.
Faggot.
And she sounds so male there with her, the stunningly emaciated right-wing pundit.
You know, seriously, take her politics out of it. I wouldn't do her with yours.
It's the vibe, though.
Yeah.
If she just chilled a little bit, but she's always like, the veins are always sticking out of her neck. She seems like she would be so uptight that if you, how do I say this nicely on this show?
Screwed her.
If you went down there.
Oh, I got you. Oh.
You'd pull back nothing. You know what I mean? You'd have to go to an emergency room. Because there'd be like a bear trap down there.
Oh, I thought you meant that you might be like smooth like a G.I. Joe.
No, it would be violent. Yeah. It would be a violent, such a violent experience that you require medical attention.
Uh-huh. She got the horse face all day long.
And she's not, I mean, look, she's laughing all the way to the bank, first of all. But I still think it's not, they always argue with Ann Coulter whether it's premeditated or whether she's just not quite right.
Faggot.
And I like to err on the side of she's just not quite right.
Yeah, me too. But that's not our lead tape, Mike. And our lead tape is also not, did you see the toddler smoking weed?
Yes. No.
We'll get to that from the Buzz Daycare Center.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah, like a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old on video smoking weed.
Oh, my God.
But that's not our lead tape. Our lead tape is Steve Villanueva? Yes.
From Channel 4?
The weather guy we've been talking about for a couple of weeks.
Your man, this guy is far. Here's the front. Here's the front coming over the mountains. Talks like you. Chilly and windy. What did
but
he
it
do?
It is chilly and it is windy.
Now listen how the guy says his S's. It's chilly and it's windy.
But it is chilly and it is windy.
It is.
You know what? That's not Steve Villanueva. That's the new morning man from our sister station, The Globe.
That's not Weasel, Mike.
It sounds like Weasel.
It's Steve.
You know, sometimes the Amish just have it right. You know, they have no problems.
They know what they're doing.
It's cold out there this morning.
It certainly is.
You know, yeah, and on top of that, it's really windy. So that's the real issue this morning. It is very breezy out there.
That's the real issue this morning. It's breezy out there.
It's breezy and it's windy.
You know, there's still the Weekend Crew. God love them. They're still better than that. Those morning slugs they have there. Krebs and Harrison.
Making it feel really, really cold.
It's windy.
It's windy, and I'm 3 feet tall doing the weather.
It's chilly.
I sound like Weasel.
All right, so lots of tapes to get to, lots of show to get to today. A couple of guests today.
Pretty good. Good. Huh?
Pretty good, including
I'm excited about this.
The president from 24, President Logan. We'll have him on, the crazy Nixon president.
Right.
That's good. Oh, and all the phones are ringing. I see we can take phone calls as well. So we have wacky sound effects.
Yes.
We have...
And we have crazy poses. Mm-hmm.
And kooky callers.
Right.
And, oh, yes.
And cracked comedy. Cracked with a K. Cracked like the magazine.
Right. Cracked with C.
Was it C?
C-R-A-C-K-E-D.
Oh, crazy glue was K.
That's right. And Cracked magazine had the poor man's Alfred E. Newman... The guy who was dressed as the janitor, the guy with long blonde hair.
Hair, right. Yeah. Looked like a painter.
The doofy-looking white guy, right.
Or didn't he wear, like, kind of a painter's hat sometimes?
Yes. Uh-huh. not opposed to Alfred E. Newman, who's not a goofy-looking white
no,
guy.
No, but Alfred E. Newman had a level of sophistication that I truly enjoyed. I'd pick up Cracked once in a while, you know, when it was there, when it was the only thing available.
Sure. Cracked was an outstanding go-to if Mad was not available. In its own way... Cracked was superior to Mad in a couple of ways.
Right.
Now we're really in my wheelhouse.
Are the comic books that I like. Right. So
about the important journals of the day.
Did you gravitate from Mad to National Lampoon? Did you have that transition like I did?
I'll tell you what won me over to National Lampoon was the first time I was in the drugstore and saw photo funnies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And couldn't believe
that
right there, this is like in 1972,
right
there at People's Drug, there was a magazine, you could open it up, and there was girls' boobs.
Right there.
Supposed to be presented in a humorous manner, but...
Always black and white.
Satire.
At least black and white at the beginning.
Didn't matter.
It didn't matter at all.
And
they were big, beautiful boobs.
And once I discovered that, then I went to the bookstore and found, like, the National Lampoon hard paperbacks.
Yeah, they had that. The
one that was like the a class book from a...
Class
from
of something
the
where
yearbook.
They had Zippy and Spanky and
all
those guys.
In that thing, there was about 20 more pictures of naked chicks.
Yeah, they had the whole section. It was a yearbook
it was.
National Lampoon's yearbook.
And it was funny. Yes, it would be... The progression was Mad, Cracked, and there were a couple of other... wannabes like under the Cracked level, and then you go back to Lampoon.
You know, it's weird the things I remember. I remember getting in an incredible amount of trouble with my family up in Maine when I was reading out of that book. That was my treasured possession that I had, National Lampoon's yearbook. And my uncle Ted yelled at me when I read the little salutations that they put under the pictures. And one of them was shake it more than 3 times and you're playing with it.
Right.
And then I was asked to stop at that point. I was very, very
disappointed. I was a dirty book back then.
Yes.
It was a controversial book. It really was.
Groundbreaking.
It was so dirty.
A few years later, you had Animal House right after that.
This weekend. Don't ever make the mistake that I made with your chick, with your girlfriend, with your wife, with the whore that you picked up on the street last night, with the girl who may be tied up in your trunk right now.
Regardless.
Okay. Here's what you never want to do.
What?
Call their bluff. And this was not even done in a call their bluff type way.
That's dangerous.
This came down to what movie we were going to see this weekend. And it's my fault. She didn't set a trap. I threw it out there because I'm Joe Gallant.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that there's no way that playing ring toss, we'd end up on this movie. We're looking in the newspaper. And I said, really, Jan, you picked the movie because I always pick the movie. Let's see something you really want to see.
Right.
And she looked through the paper and she said, oh. How about the Sam Jackson movie?
Okay.
And I said, I'd be thrilled with that, but I know that you know that I want to see that movie.
So she was trying to please.
Yes, and I said, please.
Always, Buzz. Yes, of course, always.
Please, please me. I said, please, select a movie. Mm-hmm. I almost said that like Steve Villain away. Select Chili and Wendy. Select a movie.
Are you at the stage in your relationship now where she's starting to assert herself as far as no, or so you still have to command her to do something she wants to do?
Yes. It's a glorious place to be, Mike.
It's lasted longer than I expected. It's really lasted a long time.
It'll wear off any day, but it's still there now.
I think you've defied a lot of predictions on that. I mean, normally that's 6 months.
Yeah.
That's usually 6 months,
that
and then it's just
gone.
Like, well, you know what I'd like to do? Or you at least get, you know, when there maybe are a few cocktails involved, you know, we never do what I want to do. That type of thing.
No.
You're not there yet. You have to tell her, pick a movie you want to go see.
Yep. And she looked through the paper and she said, I've got it. And I said, great, what is it? And she said, the Hugh Grant movie.
Oh.
And
the one with Drew Barrymore.
Yeah. And I just about could taste the bile in the back of my throat. And I said, is this a goof? And again, because we are not
You didn't like it?
We are not to that level in our relationship where I think, you know.
She would goof that
She's
way.
Goofing me. I said, are you like trying to pick the worst possible movie? And she said,
it's a test.
No, this is the one that I want to see. She said, we don't have to see it if you don't want to see it. I said, no, if this is truly your choice, we will go see.
You can't help but assert yourself.
The Hugh Grant
movie.
It's
your genetic code. So you said, we're going to go see what we want to see. And then she said, the Hugh Grant movie. Did you think she was working you?
Nope. It's what she wanted to see.
And you have to.
As happy as a pig in ass. Yes, I did.
Did she know that it was under protest going into the theater?
At one point,
a little bit under protest. You made it clear that this was not a movie you would have chosen.
But I went along.
Right.
Listen,
yes,
this is, if there's anything I learned with Frida, the word is compromise.
That's right, Don.
So we go to the movie. And we're sitting there, and I'm looking around, just going, it's surprisingly full for a Saturday afternoon.
Oh, yeah. It's gotten reasonably decent reviews.
It's a piece of garbage. It makes Notting Hill look like Gladiator.
Really?
I mean, really.
Really?
It's
That's a great review right there. That'll keep me out of the theater.
It's so awful. It's so, well,
faggot.
That's what Ann Coulter would say about it. It's so bad, and we were sitting there, and... And there's a different genre of talker that goes to a Hugh Grant movie.
Really? British accents?
No, Buzz. It's not the type of talker that you get at the movies that I would normally select.
Is their hair a nice shade of blue?
Where you get someone going, you know, don't go in that door. There's a guy with a gun. Does he remember there's a man with a gun? No, you don't get that. In this one, you get, oh, he's writing a song for her. And it was not annoying me like talking in a normal movie annoys me.
Right.
But there was a lot of chatter. All of these housefrows, I thought they were watching a TV movie on Lifetime and they could just talk back to the TV. And all of the men, generally speaking, like who were sitting there like me just going, what penance am I serving now for this? But I was a good trooper. Mm-hmm. I only left to go to the bathroom one time.
What time did you first check your watch? How many minutes into the movie?
That is an excellent question.
I thought it would be.
Would you like to hazard a guess?
I'll say less than 2 minutes.
You're the man.
Yeah.
You're the man.
If you hated it that much, you and I are very similar in that regard that we will watch check at 2 minutes.
It was during the opening credits which I'm sure everyone has seen is like a parody of a Wham video.
Oh, that's how they run the opening credits with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Janet leaned over and she said, did you just look at your watch? And I said, yep. She said, we can go. And, you know, that's, again,
yeah,
that's a dangerous
a trap.
You know, we just sat down. I said, no.
Did she enjoy it?
Oh, I don't want to embarrass her. She cried.
Okay.
She
well,
cried.
It's
she cried.
Okay for her
she
to do
cried.
That.
Right.
Because,
the only,
because you hit her?
The only time,
Rob.
The only time that I actually laughed Robbie. Or had any true emotion,
right.
was in the wrong spot when, after Drew Barrymore and Hugh Grant have been up for 3 days in a row attempting to write a record for like the Christina Aguilera industry.
That's movie. When they're doing all that blow, right?
Yeah, he says something like, "Oh, but we've got to go over to the studio." And she says, "I can't go. Look at me. I look like I've been up for 3 days. I'm grimy." And I said, "Well, you're goddamn right." and said that just
tough for her to play that, isn't it?
Just a little too loud. She's scummy and she's
makes. I'm still remembering it. You see, they ought to quote you in these papers. Makes Notting Hill look like the Gladiator.
I like that. The worst. And then when we got home, the only other thing for the weekend that I got for you is a real Tommy Boy moment. Mm-hmm. That, of course, I was. Carefully barreling down my street at less than 100 miles an hour.
Good for you.
And as I came to my long, spiraling driveway, I punched it as we went up the driveway. And I'll be goddamned if there was not a deer that was just, and I mean not a small deer.
Yeah, full size.
Big deer, big antlers. Just
a buck?
Standing in the middle of the driveway.
Whoa.
And this effer would not move. Now, it's not that I came barreling around and almost hit him. We came around the corner. I said, "Whoa, what is that?" And he just stood there. And, you know, I honked the horn a couple of times, you know. Come on, move.
And it's kind of a mutual frozen society there because you're staring at him. He's pretty, a buck deer is pretty fascinating to look at.
He would not move. And she said, "What are we going to do?" And I said, "Get out the shotgun." I said, "This is like the movie that I like Tommy Boy. Look at how big that thing is."
Yeah, dinner.
It's a great scene in Tommy Boy. They don't know it's dead, you know, when they put it into the back of their car.
I'm not getting out of the car. Huh. So we had a bit of a stare down. And I did the bright lights on, bright lights off, back down the driveway a little bit, gunned it a little bit.
I'm amazed the horn didn't get him.
Finally, he moved when a pack of about 3,000 other deer came running by.
He's the leader of that pack, probably.
But this guy, this one, his head belonged on somebody's wall. This one was so big.
A lot of points on that buck?
Big, gigantic. Like
wow.
Big antlers.
You know, like the Milwaukee Bucks logo.
That's cool.
That's They're what 12, I mean. Big, gigantic ass animal.
That is very cool.
Huge animal. Also spent some time this weekend playing Madden with some of our listeners on Xbox Live.
Yeah. Did you win or lose?
Won a couple, lost a couple. Mm-hmm. 500 against our listeners. The thing that being on Xbox Live, being as I have so many friends now who I've signed up through our website and my password, my username. Uh-huh. Every time I get on now, it says, "Beedoop wants to send you a message."
Yeah.
"Beedoop wants to challenge you to a game." "Beedoop wants a message," and I actually had to stop a game at one point yesterday, and I want to say hi to listener, where it is gamer tag down, College Guy Phil.
College Guy Phil, does that sound like a sweater around the neck?
College
Guy Phil.
Blonde. College Guy Phil, you are the biggest pain in the ass I have ever played Xbox with in my entire life. We're playing the game, and because I refuse to wear the headset, he keeps pausing the game and says, whatever his screen name is, College Guy Phil wants to chat. College Guy Phil wants to chat.
Well, see, that's why he signed up. He wants to have that one-on-one.
So
he wants to be your friend.
I don't want to chat with him, but
made that pretty clear that you don't wear the headset when you play.
He gets 5 pauses in a game, and then it says, College Guy Phil has sent you a message. So I pause, and I go to the message part, and because he's wearing the headset, you actually get an audio message where you get to hear the guy. And I click on it, and it goes,
"Hello, Don. Is this Don? Can I talk to you, please? I might not be able to stay and play the whole game. Hello, is this Don?"
Doesn't sound college educated to me.
No.
It sounds rather sluggish. Almost sounds like Merrill Howard Kalin.
Creepy. Very similar. And anyway, I ended up pissing the guy off because without getting terribly nerdy on your ass, And what you don't want when you're playing Madden Xbox Live or any Xbox Live game is a DNF. Did not finish.
Did not finish.
You want to finish the game so that you get a good rating. What the guy wanted to do after all of this, starting and stopping to chat and write notes and send audio messages, I was kicking his ass, and he wanted a friendly quit.
DNF. What is it in an officer and a gentleman? Is it DOR? Where they try to get him to DOR, and I don't know what it stands for. Where he tries to get him to quit. And I think it's called DOR. It's a too old a movie. Nobody remembers.
No. I know what you're talking about.
But is that what he says? Lou Gossett says that to Richard Gere. You're going to is it D-O-R?
No, it's not, but it's a military term that means like to fail out.
To fail, to flunk out, to
that
quit,
that you're not
going to
make
finish.
It. Or does not, well, I don't, go ahead.
D-O-R, dishonorable something, or maybe not dishonorable. I don't remember. I'm sorry I brought it up.
Well,
I've successfully stopped the show.
No, I think I did it when I started talking about this.
D-O-R.
Anyway, the guy just pissed me off to no end because after all of this, he then got aggressive with me and left me a message. Because see what happens is the guy quit the game. I'd been playing for an hour, and because the guy had slowed it down with all of these messages,
right?
It normally takes about an hour. We'd played a half, and I was beating him 28-3. And then
he's not paying attention to the game. He's paying attention to the fact that he wants to chat.
So he quits, and then afterwards, it says, you have a message from College Guy Phil, right?
College Guy Phil. I would expect to be, Don, it's really frustrating to play this game without you getting online and chatting a little.
So then the message is, hello, Don. I just want to say, F you. You're a big F head. Yeah. You're an F head. Mm-hmm. You're an F head. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you.
So he's talking like that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. This is College Guy Phil?
Yeah. Well, who knows? I mean, I don't know if that's his real name.
Oh, he's just, wow.
He's one of our listeners online.
Yeah. Well, you should have given him some college lingo and said, why the tension, old sport? I watched The Great Gatsby yesterday. That's what I'll be calling everybody that on the show today. It was on one of the high definition, you know, those crappy movies they get from 400 years ago. So no need to get uptight, old sport. And I think I'm going to be using it for the rest of the year because nobody uses it.
Oh, guy just cracked my ass up. If that thing is stored in my Xbox, is there a way to, I should be able to transfer that to audio.
Might be a tough pull, old sport. I'm not sure whether whether you're going to be able to do that or not. I really don't know.
Let me see if I can bring it in tomorrow because it's very funny because it sounds really like as you listen to the messages during the game leading up to the one where he finally gets mad and quit and then tells me to F off. Uh-huh. It's like listening to a nerd trying to work it up and get his jerk on, and then it won't happen.
So the only thing he was mad at is that you just didn't talk to him.
Right. Yeah, he was mad I didn't talk to him, and then he wanted a friendly quit, and I wouldn't give him a friendly quit because it's like, hey, dude, first, I'm killing you, and second, I've invested almost an hour in this game.
Just you're legit on that.
Stay for 20 minutes and finish the game.
That's BS.
He won't be ignored.
Bring it in. I've got to remember to bring it in tomorrow. Also, this weekend when I was on the telephone, I'm sorry, I'm just rambling because I got a million things to get to. I was on the phone with my grandkids, and they said, Grandpa, turn on the TV right now, and there are guys on TV right now,
faggot,
who make who are those fags that you're
the Wiggles?
Like? Yes, they make the Wiggles look like Gladiator.
Wow,
these boys are the Doodle Bops.
Your way around the Doodle Bops.
We're in Rob's wheelhouse. Rob has little kids as well.
Robert, but his little kids don't watch it. This is what Rob watches.
Try to get them to watch it.
Right, it's your show.
No, Robert was into the Doodle Bops real heavy for a while, and so I did some internet research. One of the Doodle Bops, the blue one, has been on Queer as Folk, not in makeup.
Oh,
really?
Thank you, Rob. That's a good tip.
That's great research.
Thank you.
I get the call from my daughter, and she says, you know, the kids really want to talk to you about something on TV.
Do they compete with Barney? Is that who they compete with?
They are, I think, probably a little, they skew probably a little older than Barney. They're Canadian, I think.
Addie is like six, so she watches it a lot. But the little one, my littlest granddaughter, who's two, Carly said, Grandpa, they're talking to me. They are talking to me. And like, she's, can you see it? Can you see it? So I turned on whatever the channel was.
Disney Kids.
And I see these guys. They're like, hi, kids. Who likes the color blue?
Are these animated characters?
No, they're over-the-top makeup characters.
These are
Dee Dee, Rooney, and Moe, the Doodle Bops.
These are real people.
I must see a picture.
Shall I bring one up? I bet we can find some video.
Yeah, I'm sure someone can Google it for us.
Doodle Bops.
So I'm on the phone with the grandkids, and I said, okay, that's good. Put your mom back on the phone. And my daughter gets back on the phone, and I go, okay, well, thanks. I don't really understand what that was all about. And she said, would you please tell them that the Doodle Bops are not talking to them?
Oh, dear.
That they do not believe me.
You got a picture There's of them? A picture
there
of
they are, Mike.
So what, two males and one female?
Yeah, that's Mo they look, on
they,
the left.
Mo as in Ho. Don't they look like Cirque du Soleil?
Yes, they totally look like Cirque du Soleil.
It's an amazingly over-the-top, swishy program.
Really?
Yeah, to a point that Carrie and I watched it with our... You know, in disbelief when the kids first started watching it.
You know what? I don't think I've ever been able to be comfortable with any level of children's programming. Sometimes it just bothers me. I don't know why. I wish it did. It just bothers. And, you know, I'm sure that, 90% of it is probably innocent. But even when you see some...
75%.
75%. You see a bald guy. 25%
10%
evil.
Of it.
You see a guy come out even with a bald guy and a beard and a guitar, you know, and he's singing... When we brush our teeth, we're really,
you know, there's really
something
singing.
That creeps me about it.
When
yeah.
you take your underpants right. yeah. off and I'm looking.
I've got a camera in my second row flat. So come up and make a movie like that.
You know, I'm out of the loop. I have no idea what's going on. So I turn it on and I chat with each of the grandkids and I say, you know, put your mother back on the phone. Uh-huh. Like, why am I being drug into this thing? So she gets back on the phone, and I go, hey, what's happening? I go, that was interesting. Why am I sharing this? And she said, oh, well, the kids think that the Doodle Bobs are talking to them. Doodle Bops, excuse me.
Uh-huh.
And I told them that you would tell them for sure that they were not.
You're the resident broadcasting authority.
Yeah.
And so I go,
you would know.
Okay. So then I get the oldest one back on the phone, Addie, mm-hmm. who says, and I hear my daughter setting this up, you know, okay, now Grandpa's going to tell you. And when Grandpa tells you, you believe Grandpa.
Right.
Okay. Right. And they hear, hello? Said, hey, Addie? Yes? I said, the Doodle Bops are talking to you.
Oh!
And right away, she says, thank you, Grandpa! Oh. And the phone just drops.
You totally messed up their day. Yeah.
The phone drops, and I hear three of them. And then my daughter picks up the phone, and she says, what did you tell her? I said, darling, don't volley it my way on a Saturday morning. I'll talk to the lovable Rugrats
sure.
about anything that they want, but don't make me be the bad guy.
Right.
I told Addie that she was talking to her personally. So
the Doodle Bops are real, and they can speak to you because they're magical. Yeah.
And then later, I watched a little more of it. After I hung up the phone with them, I watched a little more.
Because what grown man doesn't get attached to it immediately?
Right. You know? Well, I was, you know, I turned it on for 2 seconds when the grandkids are on
right.
the phone, and then they were.
You wanted
the
to investigate it.
Turned it on a little more, then I called my daughter back, and she says, "What, you know, what now? Are we going to talk about Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny?" Or, you know, I said, "No, slow down."
You turned it into a scene from A Few Good Men.
Yeah, right. I said, What's the deal with these shows?
You need the Doodle Bops on that wall.
What's the deal with all of these effeminate guys on these shows wearing makeup and, you know, and I guess that it's supposed to be a learning process, right?
Right.
The one that I was watching was focusing on the color yellow uh-huh. and also a lot of focus on banana. And I had the same thoughts as you, Mike. Like,
right.
Gee, what else is big and long and maybe kind of yellow and kind of looks like a banana? Well, maybe
you can't make it in movies and you can't make it in TV and you can't find a panel on Deal or No Deal. You go to NPR.
There's
public broadcasting.
Every episode has a theme that's supposed to teach some sort of lesson, and they're a rock band. You see?
Okay.
The lesson was to eat fruit.
There you go.
That was the lesson.
Good lesson.
I always think fruit when I see them.
They were fixated on
a lot
on
of choreography.
Bananas.
Yes, lots of dancing,
lots of tight like dance skins, like tights.
Yeah, I guess.
It looked like they were wearing they had those Cirque du Soleil outfits.
And the suits are almost like from Cats.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They've no more.
They've got that entire thing going on.
The cavity's not there.
Lots of running gags, lots of water being thrown around.
Right.
Kids love it.
Doodle Bops.
Yeah, the kids love it. I mean, the innocent kids love it.
I'm glad we're past that stage. We're also past the Wiggles in my house.
I did not know that one of the Doodle Bops was actually gay, though.
Well, the blue one was in Queer as Folk.
The thing is, when we were growing up, the cartoons we were watching, really, I maintain, this was the era of that 50s thing that Don was playing the other day,
right,
you know,
right.
When dad comes home, make sure everything. And then, you know, if dad's going to be in the room on a Saturday morning, you know, he's reading his paper and the kids have the cartoons on TV, you might want to have a little content there that's going to make dad chuckle.
Right.
So you get Mel Blanc and the Looney Tunes and all that. And you get Top Cat and good stuff like that. You know, and then even Clutch Cargo, you know, it was a more machismo cartoon, Johnny Quest.
With those mouths.
It was definitely a more, you know, now it's just like, when you're seeing me, make sure you eat the pineapple.
I have my kids watch cartoons with no redeeming values at least once a week.
But it goes the, you know, my kids had, I think it was the Disney Channel on, and they were watching, it looked like a pirate type cartoon.
Okay.
And they go from that, you know, it's a very special world, you eat your breakfast every day, and then you go right into, we are going to make sure that the Spirograph Terminator will tear your head off. Mm. You know what I'm talking about? The cartoons that are so surreal, violent, sci-fi, stuff like concepts that are...
What, worse than Transformers?
You get pirates that turn into skeletons and robots.
Yeah. Cool.
You know, just all over. Yeah, but I didn't like that. I like the real...
Better than faggots talking about how you should eat a banana every day.
But exactly.
While the guy looks like a big, gigantic, phallic banana.
But there's nothing in the middle. Where's your Wile E. Coyote? Where's your Pepe Le Pew? You know, you need a little bit of that.
Mike, right. It's a niche society now.
They can find it. I know they can find it like on 10 different channels.
If you want that, go to Boomerang.
Yep. That's where Charlie Chan and the Amazing Chan Clan live.
Is that really where they are? And you direct your kids to that?
Well, I've put them all on DVD.
I must admit, I'm a bad father when it comes to watching children's programming with my kids. When I see children's programming on that they have in the house, I know it's cool that they're set, they're taken care of.
Right.
I make sure it's okay, and then I just can't sit there and watch. And they watch a lot of the That's So Raven and that kind of crap.
Oh,
now.
Yeah, Julia's just getting to that age.
Yeah, they watch that kind of stuff.
Love CSI, right?
They watch CSI and Cold Case.
Right.
When do you feel more out of touch? When we're talking about American Idol or when we're discussing possible gay performers on children's programs?
I think having children, probably, I feel more left out of.
Really?
Do the cats probably watch TV at all?
Sometimes, yes.
Animal Planet.
Right.
Of course.
They watch The Snake Master.
They like cartoons.
Actually. That crappy guy. That Steve Irwin wannabe.
Steve Austin is his name. He sucks.
Steve Austin is the worst. And
that was
Steve
the $6
Austin,
million
hold on, not Stone Cold Steve Austin and no. not, oh. not the $6 million
this is
man
the,
Steve
This
Austin.
Is like the semi-Australian or New
Master.
Zealander.
He
and he
sucks.
Goes, I'm going to go into this cave right now. This is very, very dangerous. Then the shot, like he thinks we're retarded. The camera shot is from the other side of the cave. So somebody else has crawled in there where
already
the evil snake is. He did a thing where he spent a whole half hour chasing the giant green anaconda.
Hey,
and then you see him wrestling it. You know when you were like in a pool as a kid and you'd have a life raft and you'd try to pretend it was something and fake it? That's
right.
How bad he was faking it.
The doodle bobs are all trying to chase an anaconda too. A big yellow anaconda.
The doodle bobs.
Doodle bobs. Well, I think we got an answer to your DOR thing. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Jeff.
Hey, Don and Mike. DOR stands for drop on request. He had to get Richard Gere to say, I want to quit, so he could then just pull him from
the program. So it was D-O-R.
D-O-R.
Okay, good. Good. D-O-R. Thank you very much.
Howdy, Don and Mike Show.
Mayonnaise.
I got nowhere else to go.
I got nowhere else to go.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don Ali and Miguel, los dios de radio.
Right.
Bueno.
Hey, fellas.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, I heard y'all talking about Crack Magazine.
Right, we were, yes, sir.
With that little painter kid, Sylvester, huh?
Sylvester. Ah, that was his name, Sylvester, right.
Sylvester.
Yeah, I heard that Crack Magazine was coming back. Like, I read it in Newsweek or something a few months ago.
No,
and, like,
no, you heard wrong. That's not Cracked Magazine. That's Crack Magazine. It's a magazine for the modern crackhead.
All about crack.
All about crack, how to smoke it. You know,
kind of like High Times.
How to find it.
It is back, actually, and they've retooled it.
Okay.
So it's like
all right.
a Mac.
All okay,
shut
all right.
Up.
I was making a little
you know,
joke.
Just the microphone's off. You know, this would be a good time to announce you're not the producer anymore.
Go ahead.
I think I'm ready. And what has become almost a semi-annual ritual.
It's once every five, six years?
Something like that. It's time to once again announce the demotion of my best friend, Rob Spiewak, on this show.
Let's give him a nice round of applause.
Actually, this is a move that has been underway for a long time, and Rob's just what do you call it when, like, the president has the job? He's a lame duck.
He's a lame duck administration right now.
Rob has been a lame duck for a while, and he's not the producer anymore. John Norman is the producer and has been the producer for a while, and there's really no nice, unawkward way to work this into the show.
Oh, I thought you did a fine job. I'm taking a job at Cracked Magazine.
Except to say that our friend Rob is back to doing what he does best, which
That's right.
Just this.
Do we have flowers for him today?
No, the good news is he gets to keep his old job.
Goes back to his old job. It's another...
It's like getting flowers.
It's another... It's not a lateral move.
No, it's a demotion.
It is.
It's another step backward, but he's done it before. He knows how to do it.
I would like, before the show is over, to be promoted and demoted again, if possible. One more time, you know.
There's still time.
Just for fun.
Now, when you got the job yes. way back when, you knew you would eventually have this happen,
course.
Right?
Of course. Of course.
You know this is going to happen.
Although there's a new twist this time, because when I had to meet with Hughes to have this happen, this is the first time I had to pay for parking to get it done. And that was a hell of a day.
You can expense that.
So that must have been
special.
No, you can't. Must have been special when you were paying your parking, when you were leaving the parking
garage.
Very,
very nice.
That's
yes.
very nice.
That's right.
So is that your acceptance speech then on the demotion?
Is there an acceptance or is there a decline?
I mean, he was playing the Miss America music. You know, I was just...
John should have to accept.
John, do you have anything you'd like to say?
John, how do you feel having the most tenuous job in the world?
Johnny.
Yeah.
Norman.
Yeah. Thank you.
Come on, John.
Thank you.
Come on, John.
Thank you. No. He has to thank
John's
you.
Been kicking ass back there for a couple of months now behind the scenes, helping us out with a lot of stuff.
Well, easy act to follow.
I agree.
I'm kidding, of course. No, I'm not. I think that, but now everything, and it's kind of felt comfortable since this has happened. I believe Rob is comfortable in his old job. And John seems to be fitting in quite nicely.
More importantly, I'm comfortable.
You're comfortable.
That's most important, you big lug.
I agree.
God, I hated doing the show and he's just effing things up. I just had to yell at him all the time.
It's not fun.
A big doofus. So much better just to yell at you when you won't shut up like about something that you know about, like Cracked Magazine.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No,
seriously, Cracked is coming out. Let me make sure I'm serious about the comedy magazine.
So just so
you know, it's when his comedy fuse doesn't light, and he's got two fuses, he's got several fuses, but the fuse that controls the comedy is usually white hot most of the time. Very I'm very happy with that. Mm-hmm. Then there's the knowledge fuse, and sometimes the knowledge fuse will short out the comedy fuse, like that just happened with the Cracked thing.
Are these like bomb fuses or like circuit breaker
these
fuses?
Are circuit breaker like the kind you'd have in a car.
Okay, very good.
On a little board.
And
there,
what's the third fuse?
Your one note fuse. Oh, which is always on and is the biggest fuse.
This is Robert DeMille, man.
And that's the biggest fuse on the panel.
It's not even a fuse. We just jammed a penny in there.
Oh, that one lights up on a sunny day.
That fuse is going always.
It's like burning ants under a magnifying glass.
He wouldn't, like, for example, if it was something to do with that fuse, he wouldn't have jumped in with a Cracked comment. He wouldn't do that because his one note fuse is all... It's all-seeing, all-encompassing.
Well, you big lug, you are an awful producer. You're great on the show. You're great on the show doing what you're doing. And, John, you're an outstanding producer. And you have been for a couple of months. And I just wanted to give John the credit he deserves.
Very nice.
And give you the credit you deserve.
I will accept it gratefully.
for once again being demoted. But
what advice would you have for people that have been? Yeah. Is it three times or twice?
I think
it's twice.
Two officially and once he was interim.
So really let's say just three times.
Three times.
Right. What advice would you have for somebody that's working for a company where you are demoted not once, not twice, but three times? How do you keep your motivation in that case? What advice would you have to people that might be in a similar situation?
Find yourself a company that is ever so forgiving, like CBS.
That's true.
Also, don't make the mistake I made.
Right.
Now they're going to have to re-chisel my tombstone.
Oh, I see.
Trying to plan ahead, and the epitaph again has to change. Unless, of course, I can weasel in there again before September 08. I'm not ruling anything out.
Have we created a new job title for him now that he's been demoted a third time, or will it be assistant producer
/ jester?
Mm-hmm. Jester,
that is what it says on his CBS personnel form. Okay. Now,
not in parentheses, failure.
Well, that's what you're filed under,
but you have to hold it up to a light bulb to see that is how you have to do that. But again, I do want to thank CBS for again the second chance and the third failure and charging me for parking.
Charging him for parking.
There she is.
Here he is.
I think if you want to know how to fail three times,
Mary.
I think that says it right there. Yeah, remember, on the important details.
But here's the thing,
like parking.
It's all I've got left, Mike. I wasn't focused on it before.
He fails, but he still gets his job.
He does.
He fails, but he's still here.
He's still here. And is that really a failure? Anybody with any position on this show, is that a failure? I think not. Yes, Buzz, you're absolutely right.
He's like
right.
Cancer. We don't have a cure for cancer. We don't have a cure for Rob Spiewak.
I'm in remission.
He's like, you know what he is? He's like a habit. We all know he's bad for us, but we'd really miss him if he was gone.
We keep lighting up.
We keep lighting up each and every day.
I'm bad for you.
You big lug. So the good news is, congratulations. You're still my best friend.
That is good news.
The bad news is, congratulations, you've been demoted again.
Is that really bad news, though?
No, it's not bad news.
It's not.
Great news.
No, it's
Thank God.
Because you know, and I, let me turn this off for a second. You and I really both know that behind the scenes it was making us nuts.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
That there are just things that Rob, God bless him, is not equipped to deal with, and mainly being the jerk-offs behind the scenes, you know, the corporate people.
Yeah, and don't sell yourself short, guys. It wasn't just making you guys nuts. It was making everybody in this goddamn studio nuts. It really was. Everybody.
It feels good.
Everybody was good, because when you two are off kilter, everybody's off kilter.
It feels good to be in remission.
We can be off kilter, and it won't be as bad as when you guys are off kilter. Don and I can have one of those days, and, you know, we'll punch our way through, and it won't really matter. But when you guys are off kilter, it's just like, you know, you're walking around with cheeks the size of a red candle. And he's ready seriously to stab anyone in the eye with an ice pick, and it's just, I'm glad to have things back, because Buzz and I react to these things too.
Happy is good, and I want to say that ever since this has made an official move, I haven't had a single heart attack.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good thing.
No pinched nerves and no cold arms.
Your cheeks look good today.
Yeah,
I feel good.
Yep.
Look at him. He's even handling this public demotion.
He's good
with
at that.
A lot of color in his
face.
He's
a pro. He's a pro in that. How's your butt today?
You know, good. Not a trace of blood.
There you go. See?
Today was a really good ass day.
There he is.
It's all coming back.
Everything fixed.
All right, Robbie. Well, welcome back to the dark side.
All right, let's see if we can get till 7 without another demotion. We got 3 hours and 20 minutes, and I feel pretty good.
Well, the only other stop would be the front door, so I think you're okay.
I do, too.
I think you're fine.
Well, I know you're looking for interns.
He's aware of that. He's aware of that.
All right, there he is, former producer Rob Spiewak. I've just been dying to say that.
Special day.
And, you know, Rob has been, don't anybody listen to this and think, oh, my God, we're, you know, beating up on Rob. Poor Rob. Woe is Rob. This has been going on behind the scenes since we came back at the first of the year, and it just now is an appropriate time just to get it out there.
I will say on record that we are very fortunate to have Rob back in his old position, and so is he.
Well said.
Very good. Everybody's happy. Everybody's happy. You know, everything is now fallen into place.
Things are going good. Mm-hmm. Things are going good. I mean, really.
Yeah.
We used to be loaded up on.
You know, when you pause, sometimes I often wonder what are you waiting to say? I think we all know it's going well.
Look at him now. Look at his body language now.
Well, his body language is better than it's. Man, it is better than it was when he was producer. Because I'll do my impression of him when he was producer.
Okay, go ahead.
I wish this was TV sometimes.
Oh, it's just visual, right? Just head down. Head down, arms at his side.
Shoulders curved.
I've never seen anyone that would assume a position of nothingness that he just couldn't move. And I felt bad for him when he was in that, because the arms would be at the side. Mm-hmm. And I didn't, you know, I mean, you don't know. It was motionless. And it was you couldn't spring to attention from that position.
No,
you were,
it's impossible.
Arms at the side, head down.
Here's the thing with Rob and I specifically. We would end up doing a lot of stuff on the show that Rob and I thought was funny. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, seriously. How many times you pitch me on Jew to Jew and I go, there'd be a part of me thinking, God, we just did that last week. Then I go, well, God, it is fun to do.
It is.
So now we'll do it in real life and not on the show.
Very good.
And we will do Jew to Jew. Uh-huh. Just, I'm very proud. We've not done Jew to Jew yet.
Jew to Jew was
in the year 2008.
That's true.
Usually a bit that came out of
7, right? I said 07.
It would come out of a guest who was not particularly interesting, and to make it interesting, we were required to do that to make it interesting.
Well, everybody's heard
pretty well.
Yeah, everybody's
screaming at Rob about what worked and didn't work on the show. So anyway,
thank God I'm still working on the show.
John is back there just running circles around your ass.
Oh, he's toiling.
Seriously. I mean, the quality of the website, the guests, the entire mood around here. My God, he's made you look like a rank amateur. Welcome back.
It is good to be back. And, I'll try to have the upbeat, fun attitude that John has. I'll follow with
See,
that.
Yeah. Maybe you're right. See, maybe that's it. Maybe that's, there has to be, John's got that certain something that all producers that do well on this show have to have.
That, yeah. And he's like Santa Claus.
Why is he like Santa Claus?
Yeah, how's he like Santa Claus?
He's all joy all the time. All fun cheerful. And ho-ho-ho.
Oh, I see. You're being sarcastic now.
No, no. Am I? John, buddy.
Listen, my funny Valentine. You're fine. You're aces. Don't worry about
Okey-doke.
It.
Okey-doke.
Just busting your chops.
Ho-ho-ho, John.
John?
John, don't fire him, okay?
John, anything you'd like to say?
Right. It says it all.
How's right. it been? How's it been sitting back there for 2 months with people saying the show's really kicking ass, Johnny, and you've had to just sit back there and just go,
It's fine. You know, that's my job. I'm here to make you guys look good. I'm not in it for the glory.
Is he really not? Yeah. I believe that. That's somebody I.
Unlike you.
Not what he says behind the scenes.
No, of course not.
What's he say behind the scenes?
He says, look at me, I'm awesome.
Look at me, I'm awesome. Constantly. Can't live with him.
Tired of hearing it, really.
That's the behind-the-scenes update of the Don and Mike show.
Yeah, because that's what John said, but look at me, I'm awesome.
Look at me, I'm awesome.
I am awesome. All right, you big lug. Welcome back.
Thank you. Great to be back.
Welcome back. Okay, I can take that off my list now. That's another thing. Huh? That's the last, I believe, the last bit of awkward business that Rob and I have had between us. For the last week, every day on my little index card where I write things down, yeah. Sharpies, I've had written down every day for a week?
Probably, yeah.
For a week.
You were speaking to me on Friday's show, and I believed that you were leading with it and ready to go, and you
the show ended up going in a different direction.
You had second thoughts at the last minute, right?
I just thought, well, I'll just wait for him to F something up.
Mm-hmm. That was the springboard right
and
there.
Sure
today.
Enough.
You had to wait a whole week. How about that? Isn't that something?
Don't build yourself up too much, Buttercup.
Look at John. Isn't he awesome?
He is spectacular. But really, Robbie, if you ever really want to feel good about yourself,
stop there. No,
how you doing, Joe?
Yeah, we didn't get a Joe Ardinger update.
Wandering back. Oh, he's got a Coke for you. I was going to say he went to the bathroom, but he's thinking preemptively.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Hey, did you hear about Rob? Of course, you've known about it for a while.
What?
Yeah, exactly. There we go.
What are your feelings on the Rob-John situation?
Oh, it's fine.
I thought he that's really checked. What you get in real life, too.
How does it feel to have Rob be a peer now and no longer your direct supervisor?
That's fine.
Fine.
Thanks.
I agree.
Thanks, Joe.
Is John awesome?
Yeah.
Wow. How are you doing, Joe?
Thanks, Joe.
Sometimes a true miracle this show hits the air every day. Truly a miracle.
Joe comes to play, doesn't he?
Yeah. Fine. It's okay. It's all right. The chain of command is now John, Rob, Joe.
Well, actually, it's Rob, John, sign off. Rob, John, sign off, then Joe.
Exactly.
Joe now comes after we actually sign off.
And it's a happier place that we live in.
Agreed.
Here now.
I think
it's very,
so.
Very nice.
Are you happy?
I'm delighted.
Are you delighted? Are you happy, John?
Delighted.
How about you, Joe?
Sure.
Sure. Yeah, that's better than fine. Or is it? I'm not sure.
Oh, I don't know.
He's lying!
Yeah, I think so.
So, there it is.
He's lying!
A peek behind the scenes.
There you go. It's a happy day for all of us here. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. Well, it's been happy for a while because this is just the announcement. It's been
right.
It's been in place for a while now.
Anyway, Rob's off to Kinko's to change his resume. And when we come back, are you ready for this? A star of tomorrow today.
Ah,
ooh.
Okay. This is no offense to the other producer.
Right.
This is why I think they're happening now on this show. Thank you, Robbie. Here you go. We actually made it a couple of weeks ago when we had the lady with the gigantic cyst.
Yes.
Remember, we had the lady with the big fat lady that didn't know she had the cyst?
Yes.
And we had her on the show a couple of weeks ago, had the exclusive interview with her, had her up on our website.
She was lovely.
She was on the Today Show this morning as if they had discovered her, as if
right.
she was their newsmaker of the week.
Mm-hmm.
No, here we go.
No, we found that big pussy cyst before. Mm-hmm.
You ready for this one? Mike, you'll love these stories.
I do.
A 420-pound woman is shocked when doctors x-ray her and find out she is 9 months pregnant, and she had no idea.
She had the baby yet?
Not yet.
Yes, not yet. Oh, she has, because I thought I heard she had it.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Oh, I see. Oh, nice name.
Yes.
Nice name. Oh, I see. Oh, God. Well, there's a picture. Mother and baby are doing
this.
Almost
fine.
Looks like something from our Photoshop contest.
She's lovely.
Well, we'll talk to her in a second.
Wow.
We'll talk to her in a second.
Man. You know, that happens all the time, doesn't it? At least happens a couple of times a year.
Very that's common. Gold on our show.
I remember the first one we had, and I believe that was when the baby was born, when the woman was on the toilet.
Yeah.
You remember that one?
That happens.
Trying to think who that producer was. Way back then.
I'm not quite sure.
God, there's been so many. Let me see.
Johnny Metro. Ooh.
Johnny Metro, then Frank, then Frank. Diana, then Rob, then the one of which we do not speak, then Beth Ann, then Rob,
then
John,
and
Rob.
Nine
producers.
It's not bad.
Nine producers in over 20 years of radio broadcasting.
Every couple of years.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Sure.
We still meet regularly.
The support group. Yeah.
What, you and all the other people in the We Hate Don and Mike group?
Exactly.
Or more specifically, the You Hate Me group?
The lovely support group.
Producer Non.
You can always find us. John's there yelling how awesome he is.
Well, we'll start the show today with a fat chick. This has been kind of an awkward little thing. I'm sorry.
Do you feel good? Do you feel that you're good that you got it off your chest?
No, I don't feel it went well at all.
You don't think so?
No, but I don't care.
It's over
now.
Yeah,
but it's irrelevant.
It's not my job.
It was a job to make that public. The press release is out. Here are his flowers.
There she is.
I'm just glad to see smiling faces around here again. It's what I care about.
Okay, me too.
I make producers for the working man because that's what I am and that's who I care about.
As Rob said to me, I could take an S in a box and mark it guaranteed. You
know. Richard!
Richard, don't hide from your feelings. All right. Good for you, Rob. Good for you.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Mon congrats.
And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.